Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 91, Pack It Up. Last week, I was at the State Fair demonstrating knitting and spinning. On Monday, we had to empty everything out, pack it all up, take it all home. While I was doing this packing up, I realized that I had fallen into my normal mode of operation. My sister Laura and Wayne, my boyfriend, would carry things over to me, and I was standing at the van putting things in. I am a rather spatial person. I tend to look at the van as a large box, and I'm going to put all the pieces in there that I can in the most efficient manner. I have certain rules. Big, bulky stuff has to go in first. Small stuff can be moved around and filling in all the little niches. I tried to coordinate it so that stuff that was going to a specific area in the house would all be in the same bag. But other than that, it was more about how do we get as much as we can in the little space that was available. This mode of operation for me is rather common. When I have in the past helped people to move, it amazes me how quickly I go from hauling the boxes down to the truck to being inside the truck and moving things around so they'll fit. When I moved from Idaho to North Carolina, I packed the Volkswagen microbus from floor to ceiling with my entire life. When I had some people helping me unpack it, they were absolutely amazed about the stuff that they were uncovering as they were slowly going through. I had a complete kitchen set in there, including tables and chairs. I also had a computer, all my books, my clothes, and everything else, as well as a place for the cat to move around and investigate stuff. Now, yesterday, I was also trying to organize it the way in which things came out of the van. I was trying my best to direct things to one of two places so that next year I would be able to find it fairly easy when the fair came around again. I didn't do a very good job because this morning when I was packing for yet another business trip, which I had to take this morning, I was frantically searching the house from top to bottom for my sock knitting. Luckily, I found it, and I was able to leave and catch the plane. My way of packing, even for my carry-on luggage, has bothered some people. One time, I got flagged. I had gotten bumped from my flight and put on another flight, which I failed to make because I had 20 minutes to get clear across the airport and I did not make it. So then I had to be switched to get a third flight. And that will bring up security flags better than anything else, which meant that they wanted to do a full body search as well as take everything out of both of my carry-on bags. I had a computer bag and I had my carry-on bag. They started pulling bags out of my carry-on bag. I had my purse, I had my makeup bag, I had my jewelry bag, I had my tech bag, and out of my tech bag came my palm, my iPod, my digital camera, my digital voice recorder. And the guy looked at me and he said, I think I'm in love. And I says, well, you see, I date a geek. Once he had pulled everything out of all my individual bags that were within my carry-on bag, I had filled up two tables. He paused and he looked at it. I had nothing that could not be brought onto the plane. And he was supposed to, at this point, put everything back in. There were a few minutes pause as he surveyed all the elements that were there, including my knitting, my makeup, my jewelry bag, my tech bag, my purse, which had my wallet, which had my coin purse, which had everything else in it, all spread out, including a change of clothes, because one has to be careful about that kind of thing, because your luggage doesn't always get there when you would like it to. He surveyed it all, and my little bag in which it all came out of. He looked at me and he said, I see the method of the madness, but I cannot replicate it. Would you mind repacking yourself? I smiled. I said, no problem. And within minutes, I had everything packed in and to where it was supposed to be. He said, you know, if I hadn't seen it happen, I would not believe it possible. When I relate this story to a friend of mine who is in a similar job as myself, he said, of course you pack that way. You're a programmer. You do modular packing. Thank you so much for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, or you can send me an email at Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, .autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.